I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Whoa. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Summer seems to be winding down for the kids in Odyssey, and what a summer it's been. So much has happened. It looks like everybody has gathered at Wits' End on this last weekend before school starts to talk about all the adventures that happened during the last 3 months. In fact, that's just what Whit is telling Terry Johnston right now over at the soda counter.
Yeah, it's been quite a summer. We had a tornado outside of town that smashed the front window. Then came VBS when Ned Lewis thought his sketch would be a disaster. And we tried to start a radio station, but it didn't quite come off the way we expected. Although Brad and Sherman are still on Odyssey Radio.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like we had a lot of fun, all right.
Yeah, between vacations, camp, and solving mysteries, it seems like it's been one adventure right after another.
Oh, I guess you've all had an exciting time.
You know, Terry, you're one of the few kids I haven't seen around much this summer. I mean, you didn't go to camp or VBS. In fact, this is the first time I've seen you or your dad in here since, well, I don't know when.
Yeah, I know.
Well, what have you been doing for the past 3 months?
Not much of anything.
Just hanging out, huh?
Oh, Mr. Whittaker, this has been a terrible summer. Just terrible.
What? Why?
My dad hasn't wanted to go anywhere or do anything. The only thing we've done all summer is to go to libraries to watch travel films and animal documentaries. He's been that way ever since my mom, you know. Mm-hmm. We only stopped in here because we wanted to get something to drink before the film tonight.
Well, I'm sorry, Terry. I shouldn't have gone on the way I did.
Oh, that's all right. If I can't have any adventures of my own, at least I can hear about other people's. It's just not fair, Mr. Whittaker. I mean, when my mom was alive, I couldn't have any fun with my dad because he was always on the road with his job. Now he's around, but I still can't have any fun with him because he doesn't want to do anything.
Well, people have to handle grief in their own way, Terry.
I know. That's why I don't talk to him about it.
Talk to me about what?
Nothing.
Oh. Well, you ready to go, son?
Yeah, I guess so.
George, I'm glad you and Terry stopped by this evening.
Ah, the place has changed quite a bit since we were last in here.
Yeah, we keep building and adding to it. In fact, I was just about to apologize for the mess. All these bags of trash laying around. Connie didn't come in today, and I haven't had a chance to take it out.
Well, here, we'll take some out on our way to the car.
Oh, no, I couldn't let you do that.
Oh, nonsense. We'd be happy to.
Well, if you're sure, I'd really appreciate it.
Come on, Terry, grab a bag.
Sure, why not? Off for another fun-filled evening.
The bins must be inside this fence. Let me just open the gate. What?
So, cat's paw, we meet again.
Dad?
Just stay calm, Terry. Sir, I think you have the wrong man.
We both know I don't. I told you I'd hunt you down. Did you really think you could hide from me in this small town, cat's paw?
Why do you keep calling him Catspaw? His name is George. George Johnston.
Terry. George Johnston. Very good. Well, Mr. Johnston, I want the formula.
Look, I really don't know what you're talking about.
No? Well, if I can't persuade you, perhaps I can get your son to...
Dad!
No!
Dad, you decked him.
Run, Terry. This way, down the alley.
He's coming after us!
Get in the car, quick! Come on, baby, come on.
Here he comes! Yeah!
Hang on! Maybe that'll shake him.
I didn't know you knew karate.
Well, there's a lot about me you don't know.
Why is this guy after you? I mean, you're a shoe salesman. What'd you do, sell him the wrong size or something?
I'm afraid it's a little more complicated than that.
He kept calling you Catspaw.
Uh-huh. Until now, that's the only name he's known me by.
Why?
Because we don't use real names in the CIA.
The CIA?
Hold on tight, Terry. Our friend is in the car behind us.
You mean you're a spy?
No, not exactly. I work for the government, just like the mailman does.
Yeah, but this is a little bit different than delivering letters.
Quick, we'll get out here.
At the train station? Are we gonna take a trip?
No, we have to get into a crowd.
At the train station?
Well, it doesn't have to be a big crowd. Come on.
You see him?
Oh, he's there.
How do you know? Maybe we've lost him.
Oh, if he could track me down to Odyssey's, that'd about to lose me in a train station.
Does he always wear black clothes in the summer?
Summer, winter, always. It's his trademark. Come on, over this way.
What's this formula he's after?
Okay, I'm afraid there are some things I just can't tell you. Just believe me when I say that it's very important to this nation's security.
Wow, I can't believe this. I mean, you're just my dad. How can you know something vital to national security?
Well, son, somebody has to. There he is! Come on!
Which way?
Outside! Through those doors!
Now what?
Across the tracks. Behind that train!
I think we've lost him.
Don't count on it. Quick! Up in this boxcar! Help me close the door!
Comes.
Shh. I don't think he saw us.
If you think you've lost me, Catspaw, you're wrong.
Phew, he's going away.
Yes, but why? We're still not safe. Come on, let's get out of here.
Whoa! We're moving!
Come on! We've got to get the door open!
Stuck! What do we do now?
Well, I guess we just sit back and enjoy the ride. It's late. It's been awful quiet for the past couple hours. What's the matter? Didn't dinner agree with you?
Well, a bag of peanuts was kind of tough. But the two certs for dessert were great.
Oh, I'm sorry I got you mixed up in all of this.
That's okay. I just can't believe you're a CIA agent.
Yeah, the way I've been acting, I imagine that is a little hard to believe. I guess you had a pretty boring summer, huh?
I know you've been feeling bad about Mom.
Still shows, huh? I'm sorry, Terry. I loved your mother very much. It was only after she died that I realized just how much. And then you became the most important thing in the world to me. Yeah, I know this is going to sound silly considering where we are right now, but the reason we haven't done much this summer is because I didn't want to take any chances. I kept on thinking that if you went to camp or on vacation, or even if I let you out of my sight for a day, I might not see you again either.
Did Mom know about you?
Yes. Yes, she did.
Why did you become a CIA agent? How did you join?
Well, the how is simple. They recruited me right out of college. As for why, well, I love my country, and I want to defend it against people out there who want to hurt it.
Like the man with the black gloves?
Right. Especially him.
Who is he, anyway? A Russian?
No, he's really a man with no country at all.
Huh?
He works for an international syndicate that sells military secrets to the highest bidder. It doesn't matter what country you're from, as long as you've got the most money.
He sure doesn't like you very much.
Yeah, because I've upset his operation too many times, and I've broken up several major deals. So now he not only wants the information I have, he wants to get me, too.
Dad, I...
No, don't worry. He's made a big mistake coming to this country. We have built a solid case against him. Enough to put him away for a long, long time.
Yeah, only he's chasing us right now.
Oh, that's just a temporary situation.
Hey, we're stopping.
Must be the end of the line.
wonder where we are.
There's a hole in the side of the car. Let's see. I just saw a sign that said Manhattan Train Yard. Oh, we stopped.
Manhattan? That's in New York.
You're right, unless they moved it.
Then we must be miles away from the man in the black gloves.
I don't think so.
Dad, the door! We're locked in!
Wait, quiet.
What's that hissing sound?
It's coming from that hose in the ceiling. Terry, move over to the other side of the car, quick! Put this handkerchief over your nose. It's some sort of gas.
Dad, I'm getting sleepy.
Terry, try not to breathe. The gas is,
Dad.
Are Terry and his father all right? We'll find out when our adventure in Odyssey continues right after this. And now, the conclusion of today's adventure in Odyssey.
Dad?
I'm here, son.
Oh, my head.
Yeah, sleeping gas always gives me a headache, too.
Sleeping gas?
Yeah. Hey, if you get up and walk around, it'll go away in a minute.
Boy, I thought we were goners. How did you know it was only sleeping gas and not the poison stuff like on TV?
Because I still have information that they want. They won't take a chance on hurting me.
Oh, where are we?
In a plane. And my guess is we're flying across the ocean.
The ocean?
Uh-huh.
Well, how do we... Wait, don't tell me. The man in the black gloves.
That's very perceptive, young man.
Well, hello, Nigel. I was wondering when you were going to come out of the woodwork.
Timing is everything, Cat's Paw.
How did you find us again?
Find you? I never lost you. I saw you get on the Eastern Unlimited and knew you couldn't get off until you got to New York.
Ah, so you hopped aboard a plane and just waited for us, huh?
Trains may be the most romantic way to travel, Cat's Paw, but they're hardly the swiftest.
I'll try to remember that next time.
I'm afraid there won't be a next time, Cat's Paw. I'm taking you to London to see Maxime.
Maxime? Who's that?
Will you tell him, or shall I?
Maxime is Nigel's boss, Terry.
I take it he's not one of the good guys.
He catches on fast, Cat's Paw.
You don't have to involve my son in this. Let him go.
In good time. Meanwhile, he's here as insurance. Maxime wasn't sure that even he could get the formula out of you if you were by yourself. But with your son's fate in the balance...
That's enough!
So, there is a chink in the mighty Cat's Paw's armor. We'll be arriving shortly, gentlemen. I suggest you get some rest. You're both going to need it.
Top floor, ladies' shoes, handbags, international spies. Well, I see you've gathered all your cronies together. Hiya, boys.
Quiet. Wait here.
I've never been in an elevator that goes right into someone's living room before.
Yes, unfortunately, you have to have a key to operate it.
Is this where Maxime lives?
Mm-hmm. Not much for fashion, is he?
It is kind of weird. Look at all the fish. He must have 100 aquariums in here. What are all those big metal things?
Those are shell casings. By the looks of them, they're from ammunition used in World War II. Well, I'll give him this. He's got a beautiful view. You can even see Big Ben from here.
Wow. We're pretty high up.
Uh-huh.
Hey, look. There's some guys a couple floors down washing windows on one of those... What do you call them?
Scaffolds.
What?
It's called a scaffold. And they are not just washing windows. They are coating them with special chemicals that deflect microwave transmissions. Cat's Paw... How good to see you again.
Maxime, I wish I could say the same.
And this must be young Cat's Paw. What a pleasure. You may have that shell casing you're holding if you like. I collect them and the fish, so I have plenty.
Thank you.
Would you like to see the rest of my collection? I should think you'd find them quite interesting.
That's enough, Maxime.
My dear Cat's Paw, there is no reason for us to be unpleasant.
Whatever happens here is between you and me. Just leave my son out of it.
As you wish. But let us not forget, it was not I who brought him into this in the first place. Be seated, gentlemen. I hate to conduct business standing.
Oh? And what business is that?
Don't be coy, Catspaw. It's such a waste of time. I want the formula. I have several buyers waiting for it.
What makes you think I have it?
We may not be the CIA, but we are not entirely without our resources. We know that you have only one of the five parts of the formula. However, we've already gotten what we need from the other four agents, including the name of the fifth carrier.
You mean little old moi?
Duh, of course. Besides, do you think I would have had Nigel spend all that time and effort following you if I wasn't sure you have it?
That could be your misfortune.
This game grows tiresome. For the last time, will you give me the formula?
No.
You were admiring my fish a moment ago, young man. This collection took several years to assemble, and I am very proud of it, especially the fish in this tank before me. Do you recognize them?
No.
Piranhas, flesh eaters. Did you know they can strip a large animal clean in just a few moments? Can you imagine what would happen if a man accidentally put his finger or hand in here? A man, say, like your father. Bring him.
No!
Ow! Step on my foot, you little...
Here, take back your shell.
He's broken the piranha tank.
Terry, off this window, the fire escape.
After them!
It only goes up onto the roof.
And that's where we go.
There's elevator doors up here, too. But we need a key. We're trapped.
Might not be as hopeless as you think.
Why are you looking over that ledge? There's no fire escape there.
That's right. In fact, there's no escape at all, Catspaw.
Dad, they're all around us.
What's the matter, Nigel? Couldn't handle me all by yourself?
Nothing would give me greater pleasure than to personally throw you over the side of this building, Catspaw. Unfortunately, you still have something I want. Give me that formula.
I've got a better idea. Why don't you take a flying leap?
Get them!
Dad!
Scotland Yard! We have the building surrounded, Nigel! You and your men drop your weapons! You're under arrest!
No.
Foiled again, eh, Nigel?
Not this time, Catspaw. I may have lost, but so have you. You're going over! Ow!
Dad!
Come here, you!
Go ahead. Take me now. I've done what I wanted. I've gotten rid of Catspaw.
Get him out of here.
Dad.
Don't worry, son.
It's all right, Jen.
But Nigel pushed him over the side.
I wouldn't be too sure about that, Terry.
Dad.
He's gone, sir. You can come on up now.
But how?
Look for yourself.
Scaffold. You landed on the scaffold.
Hoist him up, boys.
Well, with the help of these two fine gentlemen.
You mean those window washers are really agents?
Two of the finest. Boys, meet my son, Terry. Terry, this is Donnelly. Kaufman.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hello, Terry.
Ah, here we are. Well, thanks, guys.
But how did you know? How does Scotland Yard know?
I told you we've built up a solid case against Nigel. Just needed him to lead us, or in this case, take us to Maxime and the four other parts of the formula. Speaking of which, do you have them, Lieutenant?
Oh, yes, sir. They're safe and sound.
You mean this whole thing was planned?
Well, sort of. You can't really plan how something like this will turn out. Take you, for instance. I never wanted you to get involved in this. I was hoping that Nigel would wait until I was alone before he'd strike.
Well, he did exactly what you thought he'd do up here, though, didn't he?
Well, some things are easy to predict.
Wait a minute. You wanted him to push you off the roof? Why?
Because I'm retiring.
Really?
You see, we wanted to make Nigel think he'd actually gotten rid of Catspaw.
Yes. Well, in a sense, he did.
Why, Dad?
I told you on the train you're the most important thing in the world to me, Terry. And from now on, I plan on spending as much time with you as I can. And I promise it'll be more exciting than this past summer.
I don't know if I can handle any more excitement. I can't wait to tell everyone at Wit's End about this.
Sorry, lad, but I'm afraid you can't do that.
What? What do you mean? Why not?
It's, one of the hazards of getting involved with the CIA, son. What you know now is secret.
You mean I just had the greatest adventure of the summer and I can't tell anybody about it?
I'm sorry, son.
Oh, no!
Wow, that was some adventure. But you know, although it was just a story, the fact is that sometimes people just aren't what they seem. They may have secrets that can hurt our country, like Maxime, or they may know secrets that can protect us, like Terry's dad. But even if there are a lot of things going on around us that we don't know about, we still shouldn't be afraid. Why? Because God knows about all those things, even if we don't. And what's even more important, He's using all of it to work His perfect will. Like it says in Romans 8:28, God works in all things for the good of those who love Him and who are called according to His purpose. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. All stories are written and directed by Paul McCusker and Phil Lawler. Our production engineers are Bob Luttrell and Dave Arnold. Our producer is Steve Harris and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again for another Adventure in Odyssey.